We're going to begin our meeting. Good morning. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everyone here to our July 8th meeting. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions?
Do that right after roll call.
Right after roll call, okay. Ms. Hewitt, why don't we have a roll call?
Daniel Press.
Present.
Bruce Daniels.
Present, please.
Gary Shellcroft.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Jeffrey Young.
Here.
Monica Hunter.
Here.
John Hayashi. Les Balker. Don Villeneuve.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Stay on.
Good morning, everybody. We have a very full agenda ahead of us today, so I request everyone to just say the words that you really need to say. And speaking of words that you don't have to say, let's all go through the ritual right now of silencing our cell phones. Thank you. By way of introductions, I pointed out yesterday, we had a full day meeting yesterday, by the way, that Jerry Secundi was splitting his time as in his role as our liaison from the State Water Resource Control Board. He was down at the Region 4, I guess, board meeting yesterday. And I said he planned to be here today. Well, not only that, we appreciate you being here today, Mr. Secundi, but you get extra credit for making the effort to get here last night for the evening portion of our meeting. So thanks for doing that. To my left was Lori Okun, our counsel from the State Water Resource Control Board, who serves as our counsel to the board. And sitting in for our Assistant Executive Officer, Michael Thomas, is Harvey Packard. Carol Hewitt is seated next to him, our Executive Assistant. We will be hearing from other staff as they are introduced. And speaking of counsels, we also have with us today for a couple of our items, Stephen Blum, from the Office of the Chief Counsel of the State Board, who will be serving a role for us today, assisting us with legal assistance. We have testimony cards, blank ones available. Sheila Soderberg has them in the back of the room there. So if any of you have not filled these out already for the item that you're here for, if you could do so and hand those to her, and she'll get them to us so we can know that you're here for an item. Also, we have supplemental sheets that material that was only available after the agenda itself was prepared. I will run through the items for which we have those materials. So first of all, item 18, which is David Pearson. We have three letters, and those are actually on white paper. Usually we have supplemental materials on yellow paper, but that's on white. We have one letter for item 19. That's a high collegian item. For item 25, that's the initial study for and neg deck for the timber item, we have two supplemental sheets. And for item 26, we have three supplemental sheets. Again, those are on white paper. Also for the timber items, we had questions from board members just this week, and we prepared our, we call it our Q&A, or questions and answer document. And we have copies of that available as well if you're interested in that. Item 22 is the ag discharge regulation update. We have a supplemental sheet for that. Likewise for item 34, the Guadalupe Settlement Fund item. That one was on white paper. And that's it for the supplemental materials, unless staff tells me I've forgotten something. And I believe that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.